All right, and joining us now is new Predators president, Michelle Kennedy. Michelle, I know that on opening night, this is an incredibly big day for you, so I appreciate your time and appreciate you sitting down with us.
Of course.
So, you know, it's probably unfortunate for you that Barry Trotz doesn't always consult you with team decisions, but you still have a job to do, and you still have a job to make Bridgestone Arena the arena that it always has been, so lively and such a fun place to be. What challenges does it present when the team on the ice has kind of pivoted and is taking a different direction? What challenge is that like for you to make sure that Bridgestone Arena is still such a fun place to be for fans, and that the Predators are still such a presence in the community?
Yeah, you know, we have the, I guess it's a it's an interesting twist on perspective, but mm-hmm. we have the advantage of having been a team that at the beginning, people had no idea what hockey was. Mm-hmm. We had to make this an invigorating environment for people to come to, regardless of what happened on the ice. And so that's what we've become. We've become an entertainment destination. You know, we have become a place that the bachelorette parties that love Nashville so much come here for fun because they've heard it's such a fun environment. So certainly we always like when competitive success and the fun environment are happening in tandem. But when there are times on the ice when we're making a change in direction, we want it to be a fun environment where people feel welcome, people feel exhilarated, and they have a great time no matter the outcome on the ice. Now, with that said, yes, we've made a bit of a change in direction, but I will tell you, I have never been in an environment that after we were a seller at the trade deadline and people, you know, that typically indicates that you don't really feel like you have much of a chance for the playoffs. The last 6 weeks of our season last year were as much fun as I've had in ages because we saw all those young guys and some of our core still being here have a great time on the ice. And so if you had told me at any point in my career, or including any point during the season last year, that we would not go to the playoffs and that we would end on such a high that our fan base was more excited than I've seen them since we had the Stanley Cup final run, I would have told you that you're crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what happened. And so, you know, even when there's a change, as I said, we have to have a sustainable, entertaining experience, period. The changes that happen, sometimes you feel like those are curveballs. They ended up being really great things that we've had a great time with and we've been able to build on. So I think that coming into this season, there's a whole lot of excitement. And it's slightly different than the excitement usually is. It's usually, oh my gosh, we're going to make a Stanley Cup run. This time it's these young guys that we saw at the end of last year were so much fun to watch. We can't wait to see them come back after having grown up a little bit more, evolved a little more. Then you add to the mix a couple of really key guys who were injured for a lot of the end of last year in Roman and Phil, put those guys back in the mix. Then probably the most surprising thing that's happened in the last few months is just how active we were at the trade deadline, acquiring pieces that are able to do things to make us more competitive right away. And so you have Ryan O'Reilly, Luke Shen, mm-hmm. Gus Nyquist in the room now. And so there's a different kind of excitement. It's, wow, we thought we were about to get into this rebuilding thing. And we still are. I mean, we're still young. We're still those things. But there are some pieces that make it seem like, huh, this could be a season that surprises a lot of people.
And you talk about, you know, packing out Bridgestone Arena. I've heard you say before that you want these offices up here that work for the Predators and also the arena itself when it's filled with fans. You want it to look like the world that we walk around in. And the Predators, I think, have done such a fabulous job of trying to grow the influence. Mm-hmm. Hispanic Heritage Night, Black History Month, mm-hmm. Hockey is for Everyone Night. What is there left to do? Who else do you want to cater to the community? And how much more work is there left to be done for the community from the Predators organization?
There'll always be that work. Us being a part of the community. So I think our organization shares such a special bond with our community in so many ways. One of the things that I look back on that I think is a real piece of connective tissue mm-hmm. is that the citizens of this community, literally, this, I am not being figurative, they literally saved this team. This team was headed to Canada. And they created a fan rally. They said, you know, we're not going to lose our team. Mm-hmm. And so I think that creates a connectivity that while in the moment it was terrifying because we're literally trying to save our organization from being relocated, when you look back on it, I think that was a great point of unification that not many teams ever get to enjoy having with their communities. And so I think that is a point of genesis of some of the connectivity. But we also understand, we always say, we know we have a big megaphone. We amplify causes. And if we don't use that for good and to do things to that will lead to progress, then we're not doing our jobs, because our jobs extend way beyond what's on the ice or what's on a concert stage in this building. It extends to being the absolute best community citizens that we can be. And because we do have that megaphone, and people, you know, you've probably heard Sean Henry say it 1,000 times. I say it all the time. We sell hot dogs and hockey tickets for a living. But people listen to us because we have come to be that organization that people relate to in so many ways. And so we enthusiastically embrace that responsibility to continue to make our organization and our fans look more like our community as a whole. And there will always, always be that work to do. Mm-hmm. And we will always be the place that welcomes everyone. We will always be the place that pushes those initiatives forward in a positive way. And so us continuing to create that sustainable model of pulling more people in and making everyone feel welcome here, it will always be very high on our agenda. And so have we accomplished some things to this point? Sure. But that's not the way we look at it. We look at it as we want to be better tomorrow than we were today. And that's always what we're going to do. And there will always be work in that space. And there will never be a time that we don't see our responsibility to the community as a paramount consideration for everything that we do every day.
And what are some of the hurdles that maybe you've seen in continuing to outreach to the community, continuing to expand the influence of the Nashville Predators in the Nashville area? And how have you planned and how have you seen a plan unfold of how to get past some of those barriers?
You know, I think part of it is we talk about it all the time, that our organization chooses to do the right things and we execute on that. We in doing so, we do it a little bit differently. We call ourselves unapologetically irreverent. Sometimes, you know, we don't play hockey the same way everyone does. You don't go into every stadium in every arena in the NHL and have your fans tell the opposing goalie that he sucks when you score on him. I mean, they're just things that we do differently. So we don't look at it like that. I don't look at it as, oh, I sure hope we can do that, but look at these two or three things in the way. It's a little bit of a parallel to my career. People ask me all the time, as a woman in a man's world, I laugh at that because I've never felt it. I've always had my sights set on what is the next move for me, what's the next right move for this organization. And I think if you get too distracted with the potential pitfalls, you lose course and you lose track of what you're doing. And so we don't see it like that. We see it as there's more work to do. We're going to continue to do it. Not everybody is going to be on the same page with us all the time. You know, we found it during COVID with mask and no mask. You had 50% of the people who thought you were doing too much, 50 who thought you were doing too little. Mm-hmm. And so what we had to do was just come back to our center and do what we had to do, number one, by regulations and such, but number two, just what felt right. And so that's what we're always going to do. We're always going to be pulled into the direction that feels right. And if we encounter obstacles over time as we go in the right direction, we'll figure that out. But planning with that contingency in place, I think, is a frustration of purpose as you execute those plans.
Predator Way is not just on the ice. It's okay. Also in the higher-ups okay. As well. Michelle Kennedy, Predators president, is with us. You mentioned being a woman in a man's world, being a woman, you know, NHL president. How do you view the dichotomy of wanting to open doors for more women in this space, more women in sports, more women in the NHL, while not being labeled as just one of the top female executives in sports, but just being a top executive in mm-hmm. sports?
As you can imagine, I get invited to talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, they'll say to me, wow, there can't be many female presidents. Probably not, but I don't have a census. It matters not at all to me. The only reason that I think it matters is that I want the 5-year-old little girl that I was once and that you were once to see somebody who looks like her doing a job that some people will tell her she can't do. But again, I've never felt it. I've never been held back. I have always been regarded as I regard myself, which is a diligent, hardworking professional. You know, we don't want to be the best hockey team that has gold and blue in our uniforms. We want to be the best hockey team.
Right.
I don't want to be the best female leader. I just want to be the best leader. And so I think that when I talk to people, I want them to leave it thinking, I mean, she seems okay, but not anything extraordinary that I can't be. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I will always think of myself as a little girl from a tiny town in Kentucky who worked hard, set her mind on certain things, and has achieved a number of things. But I think when you start, again, to put those roadblocks in front of you and think, oh, well, can I do this because of X, Y, or Z? It frustrates your purpose. And one of my favorite things in the last couple of years on this topic that makes me feel like my goddaughter and young girls will see this differently than I do. David Poile has two granddaughters, mm-hmm. and an awesome grandson too, but this story is about one of his granddaughters. It was a Women in Sports Day. Lindsay Rally was interviewing me, and I had just been in a setting with Ellie, who is his granddaughter. And someone asked her what she wanted to do someday, when you grow up. And she said, I'm going to be a general manager in the NHL. She didn't say, I sure hope I can. She didn't say, I hope it'll be possible one day. She just said, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I want every little girl to think, because she sees me and others in roles that are, to some people, non-traditionally female roles.
Right.
I want that to go away. And I think there is progress with that. There has been progress with it. The fact that Ellie said what she did sounds like progress to me. So that, to me, is the only importance of making any distinction between me and anybody else who does what I do, at least from a title perspective, because I want other people to see that they can do it and think of me as being approachable. And wow, I mean, she's not dumb, but she's not extraordinary. I can do that. And that's what I want people to think. That's the absolute only reason that I think it's important.
Well, whatever team that Ellie is a general manager of, I look forward to being a diehard fan of, because I know that she will achieve that goal. And you've been here for 15 years.
I have.
A lot has changed. A lot, different faces in this building. The city has changed. Mm-hmm. This team has grown and changed so much. What does the next 15 years look like? What is the Michelle Kennedy DNA of the Nashville Predators of the foreseeable future?
I want us to continue. So I say a lot of the time, more of my career is back there than up there. I don't have one foot out the door by any stretch of the imagination, but at this stage of my career, what I am most focused on, is developing leaders in this organization so that when I'm retired and I'm in Sonoma County sipping on wine all day long, that this place is in good hands. Because as you said, we have had such a turnaround in the last 15 years. This was a team that was irrelevant. It was about to leave. Huge, huge kudos to our owners who came in here and in the most difficult of circumstances created something that is not only relevant, but the toast of sports, the toast of professional sports. I think we've built a tremendous profile, a tremendous reputation, and maintaining that while we continue to grow our footprint, grow hockey in this area, and continue to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. Now, some of the things that you'll see visibly in the next few years, the block that we sit on, which mm-hmm. is arguably the best location for a professional sports venue anywhere, you will see it reimagined. We hope to create a vibrant, brand new mixed retail development space that still has at its center our arena, mm-hmm. but it will be an exciting, exciting project to see develop. We are in the beginning stages of planning that, so it'll be a few years in the works. But there'll be some of that. We'll continue to build ice centers. We want to continue to bring people into our sport in this community, because we're still in the South. It's not, we haven't had hockey for hundreds of years like other places have. So we need to continue to make it more entrenched in this community. And then, we also, I think, will start to continue to branch out in some other ways that are ancillary to what we do at our core. Mm-hmm. We have a relatively new business called SS&E, whereby we sell tickets, marketing rights for different organizations who can benefit from the way that we do things. So the continued expansion of that, but the most important thing is to always be true to what the center is, and that is being a productive part of this community and always being a positive and using that megaphone and that amplification device that we have to promote great causes, to make our community, to make ourselves look more like our community, and to always be regarded in a very positive way.
Michelle Kennedy, Predators president. It is opening night tonight, the start of a great season for the Nashville Predators. Appreciate your time. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you very much. Go Preds.